Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Welcome to the Open Letter Series, Season 2. Days, 57 episodes, 2 seasons, and so much more. A year ago, I was in deep pain. I was healing from a lot of trauma, insecurities, and emotions. The podcast was created because of a simple advocacy, my love for gender perspectives and diversity. I obviously wanted to change people's opinions on gender, and I wanted people to know my life experiences, and hopefully through these experiences, they would be inspired. I wanted people to connect via these podcasts, reflect on life, educate them, empower through knowledge, and hopefully inspire. Hence the tagline, to connect, reflect, educate, empower, and inspire. And when I say the podcast introduction in every episode, this is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. It meant all my episodes reflected each experience of any gender. When you listen to my episodes, I was hoping you find yourself in my shoes and say, I was once there. And I could identify with it. My episodes are not purely on educating people about gender and feminism. I also talked about life experiences that any gender could relate to. It meant you don't need to be straight in order to talk about love, relationships, and life in general. These topics are so universal that any gender, straight or not, could relate to. A year's reflection. What could an Elaine Dizon have learned from a year of podcasting? I would say a lot. A lot. And if I go into details, I might spend hours talking about these experiences, my life lessons. But I guess I could summarize everything in one sentence. Life is short. And when you're listening to me, you might say, what a cliche. But indeed, life is short. A year ago, I was caught in the worst situations, near life and death situations, and I realized life is short. We can die anytime. So the basic question I always ask myself is, did I live life to the fullest? Did I live my life to the fullest? Aside from that, I also asked myself how and in what ways have I changed this person's life, the person I'm talking to, the person I am with. This would include family, friends, and of course, a loved one. How much of me have I given? How do I want to be remembered by this person I am with? Hence, I spend my day spontaneously sometimes with people. Always thinking I could die anytime. When asked what would be my favorite episodes, I would always say the LDR series, definitely. The LDR series is close to home because it would talk about life experiences of people who experience long-distance relationships. And I love sharing stories of people. Hence, this LDR series is close to my heart. I would also say on commitments, wala forever, letting go, my lover is a woman, and the essence of a woman. These episodes are personal and close to home. So please listen to them as a celebration of my anniversary, or should I say this podcast's anniversary on Rainbows. And a lot of people would ask, bakit rainbows? So let me talk about on rainbows. It is common to say that rainbows would reflect gender diversity and the human sexuality. But if you dig deeper and ask me, what does a rainbow mean to me? It meant happiness. That happiness could be rare, just like how rainbows appear. And the moment it arrives, I hope you feel it, you cherish it, you value it, and find opportunities to make yourself happy in this lifetime. Rainbows also reflect or show that magic exists. Rainbows present magical moments, a beautiful sight to look at. And the most important meaning of a rainbow to me is that no two people can see the same exact thing. According to science, rainbows are full circles. We only see some of the circle because we usually view the rainbow from the ground, which means we see rainbows differently. And this is what I would like to emphasize. Going back to the previous statement, no two people see the exact same thing. Perspectives differ, experiences differ, people differ. And I hope when you listen to my episodes, we might not agree on many things. We can also disagree with many things, and it's okay. I would like to thank the people who supported and helped me. Rapid Firing, A Feminist in Progress, Erica, my mom, my sister, Attorney Alexis, and Lore. These are the people I have made collaborations with. So thank you. Medyo suki natin si Rapid Firing sa A Feminist in Progress. Thank you. More than that, I thank the people who supported the podcast by listening to it, promoting it, and even sharing it. Thank you. What should you look forward with? I think new perspectives on gender and inclusion, more experiences on love, life, and relationships. I have invited guests, both close to my heart, professionally and personally. Watch out for these episodes. So I'm dropping this episode, a celebration of this podcast's anniversary. I hope you would join me as we move through more episodes and more seasons. Thank you.